Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf tet. We left off on Chet Amud Bet 8b, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, on Chet Amud Bet, middle of the line. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Hayushnaim rochvin al gavei behema v'chule. We said if two people are riding on an animal, right, we were talking about who is koneh, who is acquiring the animal. Is it the rider or is it the manhig? So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author here? If you want to say to Rabbi Meir, Hashla Yoshev Kane Rachumi Bai, he said that someone who's sitting in the wagon, the agala, is kone. So how much more so? You need to ask about someone who's riding the animal. Elazav, it must be Rabbanan. We're talking about Rabbanan, which Mami is coming to teach us Rachuv Kane, that someone who's riding the animal is kone. He's acquiring. The Gemara says no. Hachamimai Eskina. What are we dealing with here? Manhig Ber Raglav. No, he is leading the animal while sitting on it, but with his legs. You know, like with a horse, a lot of times you have to kick the sides in order to get the horse to start going. That's what he's referring to. So the Gemara says, Yachi hainu manig. That's the same thing as leading the animal then. What's the difference between that and that? So, Tere gavne manig. There are two types of leading the animal. Ma'u the tema, I would have thought, rachuv adif, that riding the animal is better than manhig utfisba, because he is leading it and holding onto it. Kamashmala, that's why he's coming to teach us. That's not the case. Tashema, come and listen. Shnaim shayu moshkin begamal umanigin vechamor. You have two people who were pulling a camel, or they were leading a donkey. Osh ya echan moshech echan manig, or one was pulling and one was leading. Pulling amud b'midah zot kanu. In this way, they acquired. Rabbi Yehuda says leolam lo kana shetehem mishicha begamal ve'anagav vechamor. They did not acquire until he is pulling the camel and he is leading the donkey. But we taught nevertheless, Oshaya echad moshech v'echad manhig. It said either one, has to be one was pulling, one was leading. Moshech u'manhig in, only if he's pulling or leading. Aval rachuv lo, but it sounds like if you're riding the animal, you're not konin. So the Gemara says, no. Hu adin dafilu rachuv. Even if he's riding it, he can acquire. V'hadi katani moshech u'manhig, why did it only say pulling and leading? La'pukim idir b'yuda. That's coming to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Amar, he said, "Ad shetehem meshicha b'gamal v'hanaga b'chamor." He said it needs to be that the animal that you're pulling is a camel, and the one that you're leading is the donkey. Kamash Malan, that's coming to teach us that no, the afilu ipcha namikane. Even if you did it the other way around, where you were pulling the donkey and you're leading the camel, that's also you're acquired as well in that way. The Gemara says, "Yachi, if that's the case, the arvinu v'leitninu. You should have taught it together in the Mishnah." Shnaim shayu moshkin over in the Braita. Shnaim shayu moshkin umanigin bein megamal bein mechamor. You have two people who are pulling and leading, whether it's a camel or a donkey, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, Ika chadzad delokane. There is one instance where you would not acquire. Ika da'amri, some say, Meshicha bechamor, if he's pulling the donkey. Ika da'amri, hanaga begamal, and some say, if he's leading the camel, that you would not be kone. Vika de moitiv, some. Some contradict this from the latter part. We said in this way you acquired. When it says in this way you acquired, what is that coming to explain? It's coming to exclude something. What is it coming to exclude? So he says, "Love the maute rachuv." Is it not coming to exclude someone who's riding the animal that you would not acquire if you're riding the animal? So the Gemara says, "No, that's not the case." The maute ipcha. It's coming to exclude the opposite of the order that it said it in. Meaning we said, if you're pulling the camel or you're leading the donkey, you acquire. But the opposite, maybe you would not be. So the Gemara says, Yachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda then. So Ika Beinai, the difference is, Tzad Echad Delo Kana. The difference would be, in one instance where you would not be Kone. Ika Da'amri, Meshicha Bechamor. Some say it's pulling with a donkey. Ika Da'amri, Hanaga Begamal. And some say it's riding, it's like leading rather, with the camel. Tashma, come and listen again. Echad Rachuv. If one is riding the animal and one is holding on to the mosera, which is the thing on the neck of the animal, this one acquires the animal, the donkey, and this one acquires the mosera. Shema Minas, come and teach us, Rachuv Kane, someone riding the animal does acquire. So the Gemara says, no, Hachenami b'mahnig v'raglav. Over here also is talking about where he is leading the animal by kicking it while sitting on it. Yachiv, that's the case, Niknei Nami Rachuv v'mosera. So why don't we say that the one who's riding it should also acquire through the mosera, through the leash? Ema zekana chamor v'chatzi mosera, v'zekana chatzi mosera. So what we meant to say was this one acquired the donkey and half of the mitzora mosera, and the other one acquired just half of the mosera. So the Gemara says,
The other one half of the donkey.
No, this one acquired a donkey and half of the Mesorah, and this one acquired only half of the Mesorah, of the Mosorah.
But not the donkey.
Not the donkey. Rachuv kane. It makes sense. Someone riding it acquires the kamagvale ben dat, because the one who is raising it is a ben dat. The one who's holding the thing, is the Mosorah, is a ben dat. She's acquiring it over to the rider. But the one who's holding on to the Mosorah, how is he acquiring? So Ema, we meant to say, Ze kana chamor vekula Mosorah, veze kana mashe tafus bihado. We meant to say, the one riding acquires the donkey and the whole Mosorah, and the one holding only acquires what is in his hand. So Gemara says, Hi Mai, what's going on here? If you want to say hamagbia metzia lechavero kana chavero, someone who raises up an item for his friend, he found an item, he raised up in order to acquire it to his friend, he can acquire it to his friend. Hanemile, that's only hechad dekamagbale adata dechavre. That's only when he's raising it on the mindset, on the knowledge of his friend, for his friend. Hai adata didekamagbale. Over here, he's raising it for himself. He cannot acquire for himself. He's not acquiring himself. Can he acquire it possibly for other people? Obviously not. So Amar Vashi, he meant to say, Ze kana chamor ubeit pargea, Ze kana mashe tafus biyado. V'ashar lo kana lo ze v'lo ze. The one riding acquires the donkey and all of the like adornments on the donkey. Rashi explains, Beit pargea is like the mashe b'rosh ha-chamor, what's on the head of the donkey. Whereas the other one only acquires what's in his hand. Everything else, neither one of them acquire. Rabbi Abba says, no. Le'olam kedekatani. Really, it's like we said earlier, that holding on to the Mosorah, the guy acquires half of it. Because he can pull it and bring the animal to him. The Gemara says, v'hadir b'yabau berutahi. But that which Rabbi Abba said is a mistake. De'id lo te'ima achi. If you don't say that, talit she'imunachad chetzial gabei karka v'chetzial gabei amud. If you have a garment that's half on the ground and half on a post, and the one person came on the ground and lifted it from above the ground. Another guy came and he lifted it from the post. Would we say that over here also, the first guy acquires, the last guy does not? Because he can pull it and bring it to himself, the first guy. Ella, what are we going to say? That's not true. Ella hadir b'yabau barutahi. We must say that opinion of b'yabau is really a mistake. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come and listen again. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rachuv basadeh, umanhig ba'ir kana. Somebody is riding the animal in the field, or he's leading the animal in the city, he acquires it. So what do you sound like over here? It sounds like someone riding acquires. The Gemara says, Hachanami, manhig b'raglav. We're talking about where he acquires it by leading it with his legs, meaning he's kicking the animal with his legs. That's how he's riding it. Yachi, that's the same thing. If that's the case, Hainu Manig, that's the same thing as leading the animal. So Tregavne Manig, there are two types of leading, and that's the difference. Yachi, if that's the case, Rachuv Ba'ir Maitama Lokane. Someone's riding the animal in the city. Why is he not acquired? So Amarokana, the Fisha Endar comes from Adam, they're called Ba'ir. It's not the way of people to ride an animal in the city. Why not? So Rashi says, Mishum Tsnuta, because of modesty, it wasn't a very modest thing to do. So they wouldn't ride it in the city. Amar the Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, he says to Rav Kana, El Ma'at, if that's the case, Higbiya ar naki b'Shabbat. If someone comes and finds a wallet and he picks up the wallet on Shabbat, Fe'en dar kam shabni adam la higbiya ar naki b'Shabbat. That's not the way of people to lift up their wallet on Shabbat. Achenami de lo kane, if you say the same thing over here, you would not acquire. Obviously, it's Muktzeh. I'm saying avoiding the aspect of Muktzeh. He's saying in the aspect of acquiring, would you say he wouldn't acquire if he came and lifted it because that's not the way people what people do because it's not allowed on Shabbat? No, he still acquired it. So Ela Maida Avad Avad Vikane, whatever he did, he did. He wasn't allowed to do it, but he did it anyway and he acquired it. Hachanami said Duvir Maida Avad Avad Vikane, it should be that whatever he did and he acquires it. Ela must be Mekah Mimkarskino. We're talking about buying and selling over here. The Amar Lay Kane Kedir Shabne Adam Konin. He told him, acquire this the way that normally people acquire it. And people don't acquire it by normally if he's riding it in the city, because that's not the normal way of people. Flipping the Amud, now there's some instances where he would acquire it. V'irishut harabim hu kane. If it was in a public domain, he would acquire it. Because that is the normal thing to ride in a Rishut harabim. V'adam chashuv hu kane. If he was an important person, he does acquire it. Rashi explains, why, if he's important, it makes a difference. Ain darko la'anig b'hemam raglav, der kavod lirkov alea af b'simtash ein min adam sham. It's his regular way of a person who's more kavod, like an important person, to ride this animal, even in a place where people don't usually ride. So he would acquire it. V'ishahi kanyah, if it was a woman, she also acquires it, because she doesn't have the strength to pull the animal, to hold the animal. They may run away from her. And v'inishzila, if it's a degrading type of person, who kane also, he also acquires it, because for someone like that, if he's degrading, Rashi explains, sh'darkod lirkod lifnei kol af belo docha. He rides in front of everyone, this degrading guy, even without any, you know, reason. He just, that's his normal thing. So for someone who's a degrading type of person and doesn't care about his kavod, that generic. Would be, he would acquire it as well. If let's say you have an animal with kelim on top, and the guy says to his friend, pull this animal to acquire the kelim that are on it. What's the din? So the Gemara says, liknot, to acquire. Mi amar le kanei, did he say you should acquire? It says to acquire. What does that mean? So ela meshok be'ema zo uknei kelim sha'aleh amau. He said, no, take this animal, pull this animal, and you will acquire the kelim that are on it. What's the din? Mi mehanya meshicha de be'ema laknei kelim alo. Do we say that the meshicha, which is another form of kinyan, to pull something towards you, that pulling of the animal towards you, is that enough to acquire the kelim on it, or is just the animal? So Amar Rava, I Amar leknei be'ema uknei kelim, mi kanei kelim. If he said acquire the animal and acquire the kelim, did he acquire the kelim? It's a chaser me'alecheti. It's a courtyard that's moving. What does that mean? It's an animal that's moving, and we know an animal that's moving. Chaser me'alecheti lo kana. If it's moving, you don't acquire it. It does not get acquired if it's a moving entity. So the Gemara says over here, no. V'chitema kishe amda. It's talking about maybe that when the animal stopped, it's not moving. The Gemara says, "V'hakol she'ilu mehalech lo kana, omed ve'yoshev lo kana." We have this all over Shas. Anytime it's something that while it's moving, you don't acquire it. So while it's standing, you wouldn't acquire it either. This is actually, I think, Rashi says. This phrase in Shas is actually, this is the source for it. It's learned out over here that anytime we say something that is walking, you don't acquire it. If it, even if it's standing, you don't acquire it. All over Shas, when it brings the source of Rava, he learns it from here in Maaseh Bava Metzia. So how would you explain this? The halacha is talking about the animal was tied down. If the animal was tied down, therefore it's talking about where it's not really considered a moving entity whatsoever, and therefore you would be able to acquire it. It's considered like a, Rashi says, it's like similar to a chatser, it's not me'alech, it's like a stationary, and therefore you acquired it. They said to Rava, if that's the case, somebody was riding a ship, and fish jumped from the water into the ship, would you say it's a moving entity and he does not acquire it? So Amar Lehu, Svina Menach Naicha Umayahu de Kamatule. No. The difference is Mamtule. Says the difference is the ship is really stationed. And the water that's moving is what's moving the ship. So it's not the ship that's moving. Really, it's really the water that's moving the ship and having the ship move. So therefore, that is considered stationary as well.
And motor is going to move the ship.
We're not talking about a motor. We didn't say anything about a motor. So the Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, but it's a good question. If it is talking about a motor, it's a good question. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, and that's the case, Ayita me'alechad Rishud Arabim. You're walking in the Rishud Arabim. Vizarak la ged latoch cheka latoch kalta. You took, not you, person took their divorce and threw it to the wife, and landed in her lap, or in her basket. The basket is on top of her head, and it landed in the basket. So what's the deen? Achi nami delomi garsha, would we say it's not divorced? Because she's a moving entity? Amar Lei, he said no. Kalta menach naicha ve'ihi dekamesagya mituta. Really, the basket is stationed. The basket's not moving. It's the woman under it that's moving. So therefore, if you do that and you throw the get, if a person takes a get and throws it and lands in the basket on the top of her head, or in any kli that really she's holding, it lands in the kli, then she acquires that, and therefore there'd be divorce. We'll stop there. But what is the halakha in that case? Let's say a man takes his divorce and throws it to his wife. And lands on her lap, or lands on a keli. So the Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayda b'chatzur zakol hasham, inam migureshet. If you threw it into the chatzer, not migureshet. Even if she's sitting on the bed, you threw her on the bed, it's no good. The get has to get to her hands. Or to her lap. Or into a kli that the husband is not strict on its place. If it lands, like in this case, in a basket, it fell into the basket on her head. Therefore, she would acquire it, and therefore, she would be divorced with such a get. So we'll stop there and we'll do a 1-minute recap.